Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Ryan Hayes, and I'm coming to you with another episode of Access Radio Live. So I'm going ahead and just tell you right now what's going on. I'm going to have Chris Reynolds on the show. He's the quarterback for the Davie County War Eagles in Moxville, North Carolina. I'm also going to have the defensive end and tight end for the West Forsyth Titans, a guy by the name of K.J. Henry, actually one of the top-ranked defensive ends in the nation. So this guy's been offered a couple good D1 scholarships here and there. But before I start, you know, I want to thank a couple of just a sponsor or two. I'm going to start off with Garden of Life. Now, Garden of Life, they make nutritional supplements. These happen to be organic nutritional supplements. They have raw protein and raw meal. It's a beyond organic snack and meal replacement. It's naturally filling, and it satisfies hunger, sustains energy, and provides all nutrition and healthy and for a healthy balanced meal. So like, this is organic, you know, this is all the stuff that's good for you. It doesn't have the other nasty negative stuff that have a negative impact on your body in the long run in there. I'll tell you what, you guys want to go somewhere and watch football on a Saturday and Sunday, Thursday, and Monday night, get your tail over to O'Callaghan's Pub in Moxville. Great place to go. I'll tell you what, they got the best chicken wings that I've ever tasted. I've been there a couple times before. Great place. You got to go. Got to go watch the game. Got to go get some food. And make sure you tip your wait staff. Yeah, that's very important. Because, yeah, they work on straight tips. And if you never worked in the service industry before, if you somehow you do, if you're a young kid going to college and you get a job waiting tables, you'll realize why tips are good. So if you're going to go eat at O'Callaghan's, make sure that you tip your wait staff. Now, some other things I want to get into before I bring my guest on is, you know, a lot of times I get these emails and stuff about just things that are going on around our country. First off, I try not to do politics, but you know, I can't help it. You know, I'll be honest with you. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, they both suck. So I'm not too sure if I just don't write some random name in. That's how bad both of them are. So that's my take on the political part. I hadn't kept up with the debates. I hadn't went back and watched any part of the debates. I do not care. So that's just kind of how it is. For those of you all who wanted me to kind of comment about the past UFC, what was it, 204, where the main event was Michael Bisping versus Dan Henderson. You've seen the fight. I've seen the fight. Dan Henderson floored Michael Bisping like three or four times. Michael Bisping's face was really, really, really messed up. Was really, really, really messed up. And I really can't justify somebody being floored three times in a daggone fight and Michael Bisping still winning it. So that's my take on that. You know, I think when you're the champion, you're in your hometown, you're always getting the nod with the decision. It happens all the time. So that's what I'll say about that. Now, I'm getting ready to bring Chris Reynolds from Davie County on the line. So just hold up a second and I'll have him on. So right now we're going to start the show. Chris, man, are you with me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, man, you know, thanks for being on the show, man. It's, you know, a lot of people have been calling, asking for me to try to bring these shows back. You know, I literally do this stuff for, like, a hobby. You know, I'm not looking to get picked up by any sort of, like, big podcasting network. But I'm doing this just because I want people like you, you know, the athletes at these high schools, to be able to express yourself verbally, you know, in a verbal interview, you know, versus somebody reading something in a paper. So, anyways, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. You know, let people know about you, and you know, be afraid to talk.
Oh yeah, you know, from good old Davie County, the country town across the Yakin River. You know, played quarterback since about seventh grade. You know, I actually moved to Davie County when I was 11 years old from a town called Branchburg, which is in New Jersey. You know, I love football. You know, I've played it for a long time. I play baseball too. You know, I'm passionate about it. I put a lot of effort and time into it. And I'm just happy to be here.
And that's cool. So, excuse me, guys. Got a little cold here. As it stands, as far as Davie County, you guys are 7-1 overall, 3-0 in the conference. Tell me a little bit about how this season has come to be thus far.
Yeah, we didn't lose much either side from last year. You know, we ended on a good note. Went down in the first round of playoffs with Scotland County, who at the time was ranked, I believe, second in the state. You know, gave them a run for their money, lost by a touchdown, heartbreaker. You know, but we came into this year with a bunch of goals, the senior class. You know, all they wanted to do was win. You know, all season we all put in all the work. Came in the season confident, started off well with the knocking off Page and scoring a lot in the fourth quarter. You know, the defense came up a lot this year. You know, last year they struggled. They had their struggles this year. They're coming up huge. They've actually won us a couple games. You know, and we're doing great in all three phases of the game, from offense to special teams to defense. You know, we're all confident in how we're playing right now. We got to make sure we don't look down to any opponent we play for the rest of the year. We got to stay focused. I'm happy for everybody, though.
And I know that, you know, you can't be satisfied. There's still much more football to play. So I went to the West Forsyth game, and it was a pretty good game. For the better part of the game, it was literally 6-3, and then you guys kind of started making some moves. Tell me a little bit about that game and, like, how you prepare for this big conference rival, knowing that a win is has conference championship implications.
Oh yeah, you know, everybody on the team knew what the deal was. You know, it's West Forsyth, it's our bitter rival across the river. So we all came in focused. You know, we tried to not let anything get in our mind or get in our vision of winning the football game. Yeah, you know, but we came in, you know, it was a little rainy, kind of caused us struggles a little bit. You know, we had a couple drop balls. I had a couple balls that came out of my hand wrong, you know. Typical struggles in the rain. You know, I tell you what, like, West Forsyth, they're probably other than Dudley, they're probably the best defense we've played all year. You know, the thing is, I'm proud of us. You know, we didn't just sit down when our offense wasn't going well. You know, we fought through it. We tried to play our game throughout the whole game, ended up on top, you know. But, you know, it was a really tough win, you know. It was pushing through that 6-3, you know, guys getting their heads down a little bit. But, you know, everybody started getting their heads back up, came through, fought through adversity. Defense picked us up a lot, you know, got us through the fall, through that win.
Yeah, and actually, you had a pretty good game. I mean, you had a rushing touchdown. I think you were like 17 for 32, passing that game. So, I mean, and most of that stuff, like I said, started popping off, and at the sort of later in the game, you guys got an interception. I want to say, if I'm correct, I want to say it was Cody Hendricks, linebacker,
yes,
came up with an interception, took it to the house. You know, I remember that play, and I remember it unfolding, and to this day, I don't know who Latham was trying to throw that ball to. It's just nobody was there within 10 yards of Cody Hendricks. He just put himself in the right place at the right time. I'm not too sure if Latham was trying to make something happen or I don't know, but you know that was good for him. You know, he could get a pick six on that. But with you, what are your what were you gonna say?
So I was gonna say, yeah, you know, like sometimes mistakes are gonna happen. You know, as I've had it to me. I mean, exactly my point. West Forsyth last year when I threw that late pick six. You know, I think what was going on. I think he was getting sandwiched, trying to look to throw the ball away, stop the clock for them. You know, sometimes it just happens. You gotta move on from it.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, you're the quarterback's the brains of the offense, and you know, and it's tough. You gotta look. That's a lot of pressure riding on any kind of person that plays that position. On you, question. Where do you see yourself with football? You know, moving forward, what do you want to do?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten some college interest. You know, mostly I've gotten most of my interest from University of North Carolina at Charlotte. They give me a lot of interest. They still waiting to hear back from them. They've shown the most interest. You know, they should be giving me a spot or anything soon. You know, that's my plan, to go to UNC Charlotte, continue football and major in business, and get involved in business while I'm older. You know, but you know, there's a lot of time left. You know, I'm not trying to stress about it too much. Just focus on the season. But yeah, my main goal is to go play college football somewhere I can.
That's cool. Tell me what it's like, you know, being a what is a typical day at Davie High School like on a Friday as it relates to, like, you know, athletics?
Oh yeah, you know, especially just Davie County in general. They know, like, Friday night football, it's like they're it's like they're Dallas Cowboys. You know, they all love it. They all support it. The town, they'll clear out on Friday nights to come watch us play. You know, you wait. You go into school in the morning. You know, you see all the football players with their jerseys on. You know, everybody's high in spirit. They know it's game day. You know, fourth period comes around and you got the band playing around the school. You know, emotions are high. They're all excited. You know, and when football season's over, you know, you kind of feel like a little depressed come around the school. But yeah, man, everybody's excited for Friday night football in Davie County. You know, it's kind of like you're born with it here.
You know, I actually always like to tell people, see, I graduated from R.J. Reynolds High School in 2001, and Davie has been a conference rival for years. And one of my main sports was wrestling, and I Davie for a while had a strong wrestling team. You know, here lately they're hit and miss, but, you know, they got a couple good kids, you know, that are trying to make some things happen. So, you know, they've always been good. I know they've always been good in wrestling, and, you know, football starting to look good too. So, you know, it's crazy because every time I've played Davie, they've always made sure that they show the support for their sports, and their, you know, stands were like always packed and stuff. So, yeah, actually, and it's crazy because he's actually became a good friend of mine actually in high school. But I used to have to wrestle this kid named Patrick Lowry, and his dad's Buddy Lowry. And Patrick was a linebacker at NC State, as well as a linebacker for the Davie County War Eagles. And, you know, that guy was always tough. But, you know, they were, you know, it's just Davie in general. I don't know how they, you know, where they get their athletes from. They're just kind of just bred with, like, I don't know, straight up farmhand type country boy strength, I guess, man.
Yeah, you know, it's that country part of Davie County, just born with it.
Yeah. So, is there the one of the questions I always like to ask? Is there like a certain couple of people that you kind of like influence you to, you know, in football? Somebody not really that you want to kind of idolize their game, but, you know, somewhere you've picked up, you know, motivational talks from them as you hear them being interviewed or talk about things. Who is
as
that?
In like people who I look up to?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know, I always looked up to Peyton Manning, just the way he carries himself around the game. You know, he's not all about himself. He's very humble. You know, he's a student of the game. You know, I've always looked up to that. You know, living up to how he's always played the game, playing it the right way. You know, and I really got into the past years. I really fell in love with Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma's quarterback. I just love how he plays this game. I love how he brings the excitement to every game. Every time he throws a touchdown pass or scores a touchdown, he looks for an O lineman or a wide receiver to go hug. You know, because it's just showing you that you can't do it by yourself. Same with me when I'm playing the game. I make sure that everybody gets their credit. You know, because I can't do it by myself, from wide receivers, running back to OL. You know, so that's why I like to combine Peyton Manning and Baker Mayfield. Just the way their style of play and how they carry themselves.
Yeah, you know, and when we talk about, you know, standout people on your team, you know, we talked about Cody Hendricks and his pick six. A couple other things, it's like, so I also noticed that you had a Mason Wilson caught a touchdown pass from you. Tell me a little bit about that play. How did that one unfold?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was just a little play action. I kind of threw a little slant route to Mason. You know, Mason's one of those guys, you know, you can count on. He's very knowledgeable of the game. You know, he works very hard in the offseason. He wants to get better every day. You know, he's really grown as a player and as a kid. You know, I love him very much. He's one of my best friends. You know, there's so much you can say about every receiver. You know, obviously everybody knows Cooper Wall. You know, me and Cooper played together since we were in about sixth grade. You know, I've been throwing passes to him since sixth grade. So I was just a little chemistry between me and him. You know, how you get him on a deep ball, you get him on a short route. When you get him on the short route, he'll score a touchdown. You know, then you got Bo Byerly, who's another receiver. You know, he didn't play his sophomore year. He came back his junior year, and I was his senior year. You know, we actually are best friends. You know, he's very athletic. He's one of those freak athletes. So he can make plays, and you'd be like, wow. And my other guy, Tyler Roberts, you know, he didn't play. He hasn't played since his freshman year. Came back. He plays baseball, too. You know, he's awesome, man. He can make plays that you're just like, wow, also. You know, he goes up and gets the ball. He's got that tall body that can make plays for you. You know, every single one of them, they're all a weapon, you know, and you can utilize any one of them.
The great thing about athletics at Davie is like they've been put in a situation that not a lot of high schools can benefit from, being that you have like three middle schools that they all have football programs and they all go to that one high school, so there's no like two high schools in the county fighting for athletes, and so it's always, you know, you guys are always being groomed to actually play at the next level. So, you know, that's always a good situation for you, you know, knowing that you went to middle school with Cooper Wall and knowing how he is, you know, knowing when he's going to do something, because that chemistry's there and, you know, you've been playing with him since sixth grade. That's a lot to say about, you know, Davie's football team, that you get that you get the opportunity to play with someone for that long a time, just to build that chemistry, but that camaraderie with one another, and that also makes for a good team. But so yeah, and I know I had Cooper Wall on my show last season, and he's a great kid. I can't say enough nice things about him, but I've seen the way he carries himself and the passion that he has to play the game. And there's not a lot of football players that possess that, but you know he does. So yeah, it's good you got those kind of weapons, you know, to throw to. But I'll tell you this, onto some other things, like when you're a student athlete, how are you able to kind of separate, you know, being a student and being an athlete, and, you know, try to balance the workhorse load academically? How are you able to do that?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's really tough, really. There's sometimes, like, you kind of have to pick one. You know, especially in the off season, because you go to school, you'll get home, then you have to go do a workout. And you try, and then especially during in season, you know, you got practice and everything. So that's as a quarterback too, because I'm trying to study the defense and then get my schoolwork done. So it's really all about balance. Like sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice the late night, stay up a little bit and study, you know, but it's what you signed up for, you know. When you sign up to play football, like you sign up for the workload, you know, you're going to go to practice, you're going to watch film, you got to study the film to perform for the people that pay money to come watch you play. And, you know, perform for your town. So you got to be able to get your schoolwork done so you're eligible to play and then go out there and perform. So you got kind of like you got to balance those. You got to make sure you get everything done. So, you know, you kind of put up on a pedestal if you're an athlete because your workload is much more than anything else or anybody else in school.
Tell me about, what do you think, since you've been playing this game, tell me a little bit about what you thought was your worst game and why, and your best game and why.
Yeah, worst one, that's an easy one. Easy, no doubt. West Forsyth last year. You know, we came out hot. I was feeling good. You know, the next thing you know, second half rolls around, pick six, and we lost the game. You know, I felt bad about that one. I felt like a lot of other people down. You know, I made sure it wouldn't happen again. Worked my butt off, you know. But, so those are hurt, but the best thing you have to do is that you just got to forget it and move on to the next. You know, but I learned a lot from the game. I learned a lot from that game a lot, you know, about what you need to do, what not to do. Don't try and make too many plays, you know. So we're doing a lot. But the best game, I don't have to go with Scotland County last year. You know, I think I ended up with 2 throwing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns. I throwing for like about 300 yards and rushing for 100 yards. That was what I learned. I think I use a lot of things that I learned from West Forsyth to make sure I didn't make the same mistake. You know, let my playmakers make the plays, you know, not trying to do too much, you know. We ended up doing pretty good. We ended up pretty well, losing by about a touchdown. But, trying to think back to that game. You know, it was a cold one. You know, it was very cold. Okay, a lot of emotions coming high, you know, seniors trying to think it was their last game. So I had to make sure I played my best for them and played best for the rest of my teammates. You know, it was just ended up good that game.
Yeah, it's crazy you mentioned seniors. And I'm going to tell you, for everybody that plays the sport for 4 years, you'll have this happen. When it's your last football game, your last wrestling match, or, you know, the last whatever athletic sport you play for the rest of your high school career, it sucks. And it may not sink in until you get home from that event and you have time to sit down. So, I mean, I know how important it is, you know, not being, you know, at that time not being a senior yet, having to try to keep it going for these guys to graduate, you know, and trying to make this the best experience for them before they make their exit from high school football. So, you know, I know how that can be. Another question, and it's becoming more and more prevalent amongst high school athletes, not as much as it was when I was in high school because they're just wanting around. In the off season, do you go to seek like strength and conditioning and speed and agility work from anybody? Like one of my good friends, Josh Stanley, he's the owner of this place called Combat Athletics in Moxville on Cooper Creek Road beside the Walmart. And a lot of times, a lot of athletes will go and try to do a lot of speed conditioning over there. You know, it's best known for wrestling and MMA. But do you go to any kind of like a strength and conditioning coach?
Oh, yeah. You know, I go to a place called Torque Performance. It's ran by Adam Barber, and they're a little bit past Walmart. You know, me and a bunch of the guys, that most of the captains, most of the seniors, we all go there. We all, you know, he's put us through a lot of stuff. You know, he's going to put us through adversity. He's going to make us push ourselves to the limit. Some things we do there, you know, he's like, oh, my gosh, there's no way I can do this. But, you know, it sets you up for the big adversities in the game time. You know, when you think, like, things are going to go downhill, it makes you keep your head up and push through. You know, Adam's done a lot for me and my family. He's done a lot for a bunch of teammates on the team. You know, he's shown us nothing but love, and he's taking care of us. You know, he's making us better every single day.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Barbers. One of them wrestled, or both of them wrestled. I think there was, like, a Jared and a Jacob. I know that one of those Barbers wrestled. I just don't remember which one. It might have been the one that was that played at West Virginia, that played for the Panthers for a little bit. I think he might have wrestled. But yeah, I know the Barber family. They're kind of pretty much come synonymous when you talk about Navy athletics. So that's good that you do that. Tell me a little bit how your workflow was in the off season. Like, what were some of the key things that you worked on to get you in a position to where you can make this season what it is now?
Oh yeah, you know, the main goal this offseason was to gain weight. You know, I'm a 5'11 quarterback. You know, 5'11 quarterbacks don't really get as many looks as a 6'4 quarterback. So the only thing I could do is put on weight. So the goal was to get to about 195 pounds. You know, I started off right after the season of the last year at about 175. You know, I put about 15 pounds on and ended about 190. You know, after your junior year, you realize you have one more year left. You got to make sure you put in the most effort you ever put. And, you know, so if it was working every day, working out every day, and studying film more and more, going out and throwing all the time. And that was the thing I did a lot, too, working on my mechanics as a quarterback. And I train up. I go to Raleigh every other weekend and go see trainer Bill Renner. He's the quarterback for North Carolina a few years ago is Bren Renner. It's his father. I go up to Raleigh, train with him every other weekend, and work out during the week, study film. You know, just put on weight. You know, there's most things you can do. So.
Here's a question I've never asked any as much Davy athletes that I know, especially like in wrestling. I've never asked this question, but I'm going to ask it to you. What? Because I've heard a lot of things. What exactly, and if it's what I think it is, you can say it and just tell me where it came up at, is who came up with DCAW? I call it DCAW. I mean, what does it mean, and exactly what do you know where it came from? Because I see it a lot now
Yeah. Oh, man, I have no idea where the heck that came from. You know, when I moved here, it just came upon me. You know, I just went with it. You know, for people who don't know, for people around town, it's going to be Davie County always wins. You know, but for us in inside the high school and for on the football team, it's going to be Davie County butt whooping.
Yeah, it's okay. You can say ass. It's Davie County ass whooping. That's what I've heard both of those, and I just always wonder because like I see it everywhere, and I'm just like, well, whoever came up with that, you know, and you know, I've never thought to ask any of the athletes that I know, like I know a guy named Tommy Trader. He's a wrestler. I started to ask him that, but I mean, he probably wouldn't know. I mean, he's a pretty smart dude, but you know, I was just trying to ask random people one time, and I was like, who came up with that? Honestly, I started hearing it like right around like really 2003. I just don't know where it originated from. Well, we're creeping up to where we're getting ready to have KJ come in. But before I let you go, if somebody wanted to follow your success in the future, what social media networks are you on? And, you know, how can they follow you? Like, what's your Instagram username or whatever ones you want them to follow you at? Like, you've got an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, or any of that other crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram, you know, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at CREYN022. So, CREYN022. Then, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's going to be at CREYN22. So CREYN22. Yeah, I don't use Facebook.
Yeah. How are you able to tell me a little bit about a lot of times athletes get in trouble with is they tend to put things on social media networks just failing to forget that a lot of people are watching. How are you able to watch out with the things that you say and, you know, keep from commenting on stuff, even though it's probably burning your tail to say something about? Just tell me a little bit about your maturity level when it comes to posting stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can't be stupid. You got to be smart about what you put out there, you know, because whatever you put out there, people can see. You know, especially because I have college coaches following me, you know, parents following me. So you want to have a good reputation, you know. So you got to make sure you watch what you say, think about everything before you say it. Anything you're about to tweet, you got to make sure it looks good, make sure it doesn't look bad to colleges, parents, even other kids. You know, it's just using common sense, you know, being having good judgment, making sure that it looks good.
All right, well, Chris, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go. And, look, thanks for being on the show. And I'll tell you what, I'll try to get you back on in the near future, maybe you know, talk about some other things as far as college plans. But I do appreciate having you on here and talking with me. And look, good luck the rest of the season, man. You guys are having a phenomenal season. So good luck in the rest of your season. I hope you accomplish what you set out to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it. Shout out to the O-lineman.
All right. Yeah, and I appreciate you.
Good deal. Thank you.
Guys, that was Chris Reynolds we just had. I got KJ Henry from West Forsyth on the line, but so before I get him introduced, we'll kind of do another play-in just so we can kind of get it all going. All right, guys, I got KJ Henry on the line. KJ, what's up, man?
Not much, boss. How you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for being on the show. I've been wanting to get an interview done with you for the longest, and like I said, part of it's just me being lazy, this is what I tell people, man. This is actually just a hobby. There's a difference. See, there's a difference between saying something in a paper and saying something, you know, over a podcast where people can hear you and the things that you say. But anyways, tell the listeners out there, tell us a little bit about KJ Henry.
Yes, sir. I play at Western Side, 6'5", defensive end and tight end. About 29 Division I off now, you know. He's just blessed me with all those. You know, I'm just at the point, I'm at my junior year, and I'm starting to get to that point where season goes on, I got to start deciding, you know, cut down my list, and hopefully next year getting towards a decision, you know, to see where I'll play college football.
And that's great. At what point, you know, from what I could gather, you've been playing football and of course basketball pretty much your whole life. Somewhere, maybe a couple years ago, you decided you just wanted to kind of focus on football as far as that being your college sport of choice. But at one point did you realize, oh shoot, I'm actually pretty good at football?
No, actually, probably not until last year, to be completely honest with you. You know, coming into West Forsyth, I'm not going to downgrade what happened at Forsyth Country Day because we had a fun time over there. But, you know, just that atmosphere and, you know, that league, that wasn't really a football program. They weren't football-minded. You know, you could see it at Forsyth Country Day, you know, private school that's very well known. They're known for their academics. And so being over there, I didn't really get, you know, that coaching, you know, and those players that are good on the other side of the ball that would push me as well. And so probably not until last year, you know, when I got over to West Side and I wasn't, you know, one of the best kids on the team and I wasn't starting. And I had coaches up and down the coaching staff, you know, that saw something in me that probably I didn't see in myself but wanted to bring that out of me. So probably not until last year is when I decided or when I found out, you know, I'm not too bad at this football game.
Well, so I want to say that you know, you guys have played in, what is it? What's the, you guys are what, 5-2 now overall, 1-1 in the conference. Tell me a little bit about what's going on and a little bit about, you know, the game last Friday, you know, just tell me a little bit about, a little bit about everything, and, you know, how the season's going from your standpoint.
Yeah. No, we definitely, we played a great team at County last Friday. There's no excuses that we came up short. They're very good on offense and defense. And we, you know, we both have a plan to win. You know, they found a way to come out on top. You know, you're just talking to Chris, he's a great athlete. He can put the ball where it's supposed to be. He's surrounded by a good offensive line and good wide receiver. They're always on the same page. And they're very disciplined. So when you get to a team like that, you want to try and kind of get in their heads, but then it can make the right plays. And, you know, that film from that last game, so we saw as a defensive group that we did our job, and it was all the offensive fault, but it wasn't. You know, we see that we made a lot of mistakes too. At the end of the day, if the offense scores on us, we did something wrong. So just going back to that game, you know, we see that we did make some mistakes, and you know, probably have some internal things that happened to us. Those things we'll go through, and it probably hit us that game. You know, baby being a Bob, like, such a big game this year. But as an aspect of the entire season, you know, I think we've had a great trying to find ourselves, get better and better each week. Like I said, we got a bump in the road this past week, but we have to turn around and, you know, let that go. Because if we're looking back, and then what's forward is just going to smack us right in the face. We played another great team this Friday at Mount Tabor. You know, they're very good on the run, very good offensive line as well. So, you know, we can't be looking back on the past. We have to be ready to conquer the rest of this conference. If not, you know, it won't go well for us. So, I think as a team, you know, and as season progresses, we still got to have that mindset of just trying to get better and better each week.
It looks like you, and I'll be honest, I'm not too sure you couldn't play any daggone position on the football field, but I think every time I looked up, you were out there playing both offense and defense. Tell me a little bit about the toll that it takes on your body. Like, what? How is your conditioning to handle basically being in a game the whole game?
Yeah. Like I said, why? You know, they put me in positions to make plays for the team. That's what I try to do best. You know, I always tell my brother, if you can't give it your all, then you need to come out of the game. There are times where, you know, I thought to myself, I'm tired, you know, I need a break. And I was trying to come out of the game. But I think my defense coordinator told us that last time the other day. He said, our whole team's going to run gaps. AJ's tired. And so I think ever since that point, you know, I realized that, you know, they need me out there. They want me to be out there with them. So I need to do whatever I can physically to make sure that I'm not letting them down. But, yeah, it does take a toll on my body. But, you know, I can't complain. That's the price I have to pay for being blessed with athleticism and height. You know, there are much bigger problems in the world right now. So it's definitely a problem. It's a good problem to have.
For sure. Earlier in an interview, you were talking about you had a lot of college offers. Can you go? Number one, are you comfortable going into the ones that you're entertaining the most?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. All of them, I'm gonna be honest. Saying that I'm entertaining a lot of I guess these interviewers. Interviewing me, they don't like to hear, but it's the truth. You know, I'm at that point where I have a lot of time left, and me and my dad have talked about it, and we've agreed on the one thing, and that is that when I make decisions, I'm not going to go back on it unless, you know, like, it's let go or something drastic happens. Other than that, I'm not going to change my decision. So, you know, I have a big fan of the team. I guess I could start with I could start with Clemson, Virginia Tech, Carolina, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, Tennessee, Pitt, Louisville, Maryland, Michigan, South Carolina, the Florida Gators, and that's just a small chunk of it. You know, I probably left the guys out, but that pretty much at this point, you know, if you're a main Division I school, then I know who you are, and I'm looking at you. I got as I get later in the year, I'll try and cut that list down to more interest and more specifically, but like I said, as of right now, you know, almost all none of it.
Right. Hey, wherever you're at right now, kind of stay there because you kind of been in and out, but I think where you're at, kind of stay there because I can hear you well. But anyway, so, you know, those are some great schools. I mean, I'll be honest, man, you got Clemson with Dabo Sweeney. You know, of course, you got Alabama, I would say, like Nick Saban. And I mean, it's, oh my God, man, like those are just wonderful, you know, top tier programs to even, you know, get offers from. So how do you handle that? How do you handle, you know, coaches contacting you all the time? I mean, how are you able to handle that?
Yeah, you know, when it first hit me, I'm like any other kid who gets this opportunity and gets this attention, you know, it hit me and I was just so happy. But then you get to that point, you know, my parents raised me, you know, to be true. And, you know, I'm not going to tell these coaches something that's false. There will be times, you know, like it gets overwhelming and, you know, I have to take a step back and, you know, I can't respond sometimes. And they understand that for the most part. They understand what this recruiting process is for me as well. So, you know, when I take that step back, you know, they're respectful of that as well. I try and keep in contact with as many coaches as I can, you know, at least the ones that I'm interested in. And, you know, at this point, I feel like it's fun, but I've been, again, I have to stay focused on the task at hand, which is, you know, my team and my coaches and giving them the best that I got.
Right. You know, and it's the beauty of it is like, dude, you got another year, and that's just another year for you to just get better and focus on your game. One of the questions that I asked Chris Reynolds from Davie County, during the offseason, and like I said, it's a little bit more prevalent now than it was when I was in high school. Do you have a place to go, like, do training? I think, like, a lot of people would go to Coach Spies, who was one of the football coaches at R.J. Reynolds when I was playing back in high school. Where do you go to do, like, separate strength and conditioning stuff?
You know, that's funny if you ask that. As far as, you know, in the wintertime hits, that's basketball season. So, you know, I love football. That's what I'm going to do. But, you know, this is probably the last level of my life where football won't be a job. So, honestly, when I hit winter and I hit basketball season, you know, football is a break for me. And, you know, I take a break from that. And then when I get back in the spring, I'm back with the team, back with the coaches. You know, and in that winter and spring time, my dad, you know, I'd always ask dad, you know, can I go to this trainer and that trainer? And he pretty much tells me the truth. He says that if I can't go work out and by myself, you know, he'll give me a workout plan and all that stuff. And if I can't have that self-motivation to do it myself, then I don't deserve to be where I am today. And so, you know, I don't ask it anymore, but it eventually got to that point where, okay, he's right. I don't need somebody else to push me. I have to push myself. And so, honestly, you know, when I get my dad's a football coach at Catawba College. He's a defensive coordinator. And so he'll give me the strength and conditioning plan that those football players go on. And, you know, I'll try my best. You know, I'll go to the YMCA or wherever I can get, you know, to lift weights and do that type of plan. Just to stay in shape. And then, you know, that's not too much, as in I still go work out with my team. So when spring time comes, I'm back with the team. We're back lifting in the weight room anyway. So, you know, a mix of those two. probably keeps me in shape and keeps me at the weight I need to be.
And that's cool. And we mentioned basketball. Let's get back on. Let's get on basketball for a second. How was it playing for Coach Rusty LaRue, who was like an NBA champion? Tell me how he's kind of helped you elevate your game in basketball.
Oh, Coach LaRue, he's like the second father to me. I met that man all the time. I tell him he's trash and he can't beat me one on one. But he's a great guy. I love him to death. He helps me as the aspect of obviously overall, but he tries to help me with my shot because we all know if you see me play, that's probably the thing that needs help most. So, him being such a great shooter, that's definitely an advantage that I have. And, he just makes it fun for me. He knows that I'm more football oriented, but then again, he's seen me play basketball since I was 5 and 6 years old. I played with both his sons, So he knows how much I love the game. He knows how competitive I am. And, I think we just go great together. He's a great coach. Like I said, I love him to death. So, having him on my side to help me, have that mind, I try and pick from him every day of practice. Because football or basketball, I just want to do the best that I can do, especially for my team. So just getting to know things that he's learned is definitely a great advantage.
And I grew up actually watching Rusty LaRue play from the days of Northwest Guilford to Wake Forest, and then him playing for the Chicago Bulls. And he's actually somebody, of course, that can give you advice on football. He was quarterback at Wake Forest, back in the early 90s. So, that's what of course, if you know Winston-Salem, you know who Rusty LaRue is.
Exactly.
I tell you what, I think you may know this because I want to know his impact on you. Me and you actually have a lot in common because Coach Snow coached me, Coach Lyles coached me, Coach Oakley coached me, Coach Atkins coached me, and Principal Small, if you met him, I call him Coach Small. They all coached me when I was at Reynolds. So yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
I grew up. I want to say like those guys still have an impact on me at the age of 34. They've taught me a lot, especially Coach Snow, who was actually my position coach. I was actually I was about a 170-pound offensive lineman. He was the offensive line coach. he had a great impact on me. Tell me a little bit about his impact on you.
Coach Snow or Coach Oliver?
Coach Snow.
Coach Snow, yeah. Coach Snow. He's crazy. He's crazy. But I think on the football aspect of it, he doesn't let me get distracted. He makes sure I'm focusing on what needs to be focused on, week by week, trying to be that leader for my team. And he wants me to just keep pushing. And in our defensive coordinator, Coach Larry, he's a great guy, but he don't care about all the 5 stars and the offers. And that's probably what I love most about him. He wants me to work hard. And he'll get down on me. And so, sometimes the way he gets down on us, we don't really understand. And so Coach Snow, he comes in, not to necessarily baby us, but to let us understand why he's saying what he's saying and what he wants us to do. So I think, whenever I need that extra motivation or that push, Coach Snow's definitely there in the football aspect. And then, just in life, in the classroom, he's making sure I got my grades up, which usually isn't a problem because I'm going to let you know right now those will be up. And then socially, I talk all the time, so he's just making sure I stay out of trouble there. But for the most part, he's just watching over me, and like all the other coaches, he just wants me to be successful and do something good with the opportunity that I have.
Tell me a little bit about some of the kind of key players on your team that kind of help you a little bit, motivate you to play, and just guys that, just from the aspect of, in general, just kind of helped you out, tell me a little bit about some of, the key players on the team that you want to talk about.
Yeah, probably like I said, I didn't know I could be something, especially where I am now until last year. You know, that definitely comes from, you know, our safety, Tyke Lawson, those, our linebacker, Antonio Boone. You know, those are two guys that stay on me all the time. Our quarterback, Darian Slade, you know, he's competitive. He's active, and, you know, he wants to win all the time. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it looks bad, but at the end of the day, he wants to win. And, you know, those guys, you know, they beat me a lot last year and kind of set that base for me at this school, you know, that we're always going to be competitive. We always want to win. And then, you know, we have to do it the right way as well. You know, so I think those three really got me going. And, you know, now that they're gone, you know, I got my safety, Zach Brinkley, my linebacker, Mitch Perry, just my whole crew, defensive linemen who are staying around me. And then quarterbacks, wide receivers, you know, those guys on the offensive side, they're helping me out because, I mean, as you can imagine, I spend most of my time on the defense anyway. So I'm having to learn quick on the offense. So, I mean, honestly, I couldn't even spill to you all the names of the guys that helped me succeed because there's so many of them. I honestly just have to give credit to my whole team because they do a great job of making me look a lot better than I actually am.
For sure, and I've actually known Mitchell Berry since he was in like seventh grade, and that kid, he works hard day in and day out.
He sure does.
He's a pretty decent linebacker. I tell you, I heard his name being called a bunch of times, so he usually gets in on all the action. So that's good. And on a typical Friday, like on a home matchup, what's the mood like? You know, on a Friday home game, tell me a little bit about that mood and how it affects you going into the game that night.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you either have guys, you have guys that have been here all day, you know, and can't wait until 7:30. And then you have those guys around 7:30 hit, so they're ready to go. And they're not that sexy guy. I get my schoolwork done, so I'm not even thinking about football in 40. You know, and then when 3:40 hits, you know, I'm playing with the guys, pregame meal, you know, just having a good time. And then, you know, when it gets around that 6:30, 7 o'clock, you know, I put my pads on and I'm ready to go. You know, I start to lock in a little bit more, get a little bit more serious. But honestly, until that football time comes up, you know, I'm just like one of the guys just trying to have a fun day. And the day is definitely so much better because I know I have a game that night. And so I just try to make the most of it. I wouldn't say I'm one of those laid-back, serious guys, you know, that are just all up in their headphones. You know, you can ask any of my teammates. I'm probably the loudest. Put the phone on the aux cord. We get a booming in the locker room. So, you know, that's the role I like to take. You know, to get everybody motivated, you know, be excited because, believe it or not everybody gets something. You know, I think a lot of us high school football players take it for granted. So I just try to have as much fun as possible.
When you're getting ready for a game, what's the kind of music you like listening to? Like, you know, a lot of people, do they have like that one song that they kind of listen to? What's yours? Like, what's the lucky song?
The lucky song.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard it. It's called Freshman Cypher. It's got like so many different artists in it. 21 Savage, Kodak, all these guys that, you know, all those high schoolers listen to. But I mean, that's probably what you get like, whenever that comes on. We all start banging to it. But I mean, we listen to everything. Like, you walk into a locker room, we'll be listening to something that gets you hyping in. You know, you got my phone on there. You walk in the next minute, we'll be listening to Donna or R. Kelly. You know, I just play some crazy stuff. I mean, there's nothing specific to, but we'll just, like I said, we'll be trying to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with it. I don't mind a little bit of Uzi Vert now and again, but anyways. So, yeah, that's where actually, I think a lot of kids talk about that little Yachty guy. when you're out there and you're getting ready to play, or before you play, like, how do you deal with the pressure of everybody knows that you're KJ Henry, everybody knows that you're one of the main go-to guys on offense, and everybody knows that you're one of the main guys that they expect for you to stop on defense. Like, tell me a little bit about how you handle the pressure, just being a man.
You know, it's funny you call it, I don't even call it pressure. You know, I call it respect. You know, if another team sees me like that, for instance, you know, I'm getting into that point in special teams. I've had enough blocks this year where they started double teaming. So, you know, they're showing that respect to me, and then I got to try and hit the hole hard enough to set up a play for my teammate. So I guess in that instance, you know, just everybody knowing, you know, most people knowing who I am, that pretty much just tells me that, you know, I got here because I went hard on every play and I tried the best that I could do. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. And, you know, that's not a pressure for me, you know, to try my best, because that's all anybody has to do. So that's really just what I'm trying to do. You know, on the offensive side, I think it's funny because I think East Forsyth was the first game that I got into the offense. Hadn't ran anything on film, hadn't caught a ball all year. And, you know, the first play I get out there, they put Khalid Martin on me, the best safety. I'm just like, what? I haven't even done anything. And so, you know, having it, like, is pretty cool. But then again, I think I've gotten to the point, at least in this season, where I got to keep fighting through that stuff. So double team and double coverages, I got to find a way to still get the ball, and I got to find a way to still get the stats. So, you know, it's not – I don't think that's necessarily a pressure. Then again, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how I can still make plays, because I think, you know, at this point, if people know who I am, they next step, they want to come to me play. You know, each Friday I might meet that one person, you know, that one family that wants to come watch me, but I know that they're out there, and I got to try my best, show them the best that I can be, because that could be the last game they ever see me play, the first last game. So, you know, I'm just trying to do my best to play, and, you know, that doesn't really come as a pressure, because, you know, that's really what I've been trying to do ever since I started playing football.
Yeah, I got a couple more questions before we finish up. So, being that, you know, you are a pretty popular football player, not only at West Forsyth, but in the county and in the state, what advice can you give to the people that are coming after you, that are going to be coming to West Forsyth after you, you know, people like your little brother who I see on the sidelines, you know, being a ball boy, what advice would you give to kids his age and, you know, and his friends who want to be, you know, who wants to be high school football players and possibly college football players?
Yeah, I think, you know, at least on the high school level, like, you know, my first advice would, like Ben, you know, you got to get your best every play. And, you know, there's some things God is blessed with that other guys don't have. He's blessed with athleticism, blessed with height. You know, I'm fortunate to have both of those things. And so I think if God gives those gifts, that you have to definitely do the best you can with those things. That's probably my first advice, first tip. But I think my second tip is, you want to try and be not only the best you can be, but the best on your team. And I think that's the best way to look at it. Because as coaches come around, you know, if they're coming to one school or another, you know, if that year you're not the best on your team, the coach is not just looking at that one player. Believe it or not, he's looking at the whole team. And so you got to give him something that he can see. And your head coach, if you're giving him something that he can work with, then he can definitely make you look good. I think Coach Snow says it best. He says he can't sell a pickup truck to an electric dealer or whatever. You know, you got to give him something to work with. So I think my second advice or second tip, you know, would be try and be the best on the team or be the best in your group. And then I think on that college level, that just hits more of the aspect of either you've been blessed with the ability to be athletic or be tall or be just massively big, or you just have that drive. I've seen a lot of kids that aren't the biggest. You know, they still have size, but they're not maybe the 6'3 or 250 that they're supposed to be. Maybe they're that 6'1, 230 or 225. But what sets them apart is, you know, they're going super hard at play. They don't care about anything, but they want to make the play. You know, they're good guys inside and outside of the classroom and on the field. And so I think just being a good person, trying the best that you can, and being one of the best players on your team, or working for that, is some goals that could help any player, you know, just to play good at a high school level or make it to the next level.
And what I like to ask, you know, athletes, especially athletes like you, away from football, what do you do just in your spare time, like just to have fun when you're away from football? Do you fish? Do you do anything that somebody would be surprised that you would actually do?
I don't think it's anything that people would be surprised. You know, I'm a normal teenager that lives in the city. We all like to hang out with each other, go to the mall. Like, my two best friends, Cooper and Zach, you know, I try and find them almost every weekend if I can. Just surround myself with good company. You know, we'll try and kick it back, play video games, just what guys do. It's nothing really special. But I'd say most, I just like to hang out with my friends. Every once in a while, my boy Cooper, he got a little pond in his backyard. They fish. I'm not a big fisher. I don't have the patience for it. But, you know, I'll try and hang with them, try and go to the mountains. I think one thing is that I like to bowl. I'm not very good at it, but then again, I like doing it. You know, it's fun, and it's another competitive thing, so I like going out to bowl with my friends a lot, or go to some movies. I love watching movies. And then what usually shocks people, which is so funny, is I probably know more country music than people would imagine. Like, when you get into my car, I have two country stations, and most of the time they're on. But that's probably the most surprising thing. That's not really a hobby or activity, but I guess that's the best thing I can tell you that most people don't know about me.
Right. And one of the other last questions that I have for you is, since, you know, seeing that you're, being that you're a popular athlete and people want to follow your career, what social media networks are you on, and what's the screen names that they can follow you at, like your Instagram and Twitter and all that good old stuff?
Oh yeah. On Twitter, you can follow me. I made it when I was like in middle school, but it's YWD_ballislife, BALLISLIFE. That's my Twitter. On Instagram, it's DKJHenry, HENRY, and then an underscore, and that's my Instagram. So, I mean, if they want to hit me up, definitely. You know, I accept everybody. I'm going to be caring. So, yeah, definitely tell them, everybody go ahead and follow me.
You know, you got, and I see you have a lot of people that do follow you. And what a lot of high school athletes don't do that you do is that you put out positive stuff. And you don't put anything on there that would that would degrade somebody else or make somebody's opinion of you change. I mean, so, you know, that's always good, because, you know, of course I follow it, you know, because I try to keep up with you. But I tell you what, man, if you don't have anything else to share, man, I'll let you roll. You got anything else you want to add or share, or just want to shout out to some people?
I'll start on that last point. You know, you're right. I try my best not to have anything on social media, because, you know, that's just another part of me that people can see in me. And I think, you know, I actually got this advice from Dabo Sweeney. As far as being, you know, a college player or wanting to get to that level, they check all that stuff. They check social media. You know, the things that you don't think they see it all. They see who you like, who you follow. And so you have to keep that certain, you know, image that's respectful to people who can see all that stuff. So, I try to keep that clean as much as possible, just to make, you know, people don't get a bad idea of who I am. Because, you know, keeping it clean, but that's also the truth. You know, I don't want anything that displays negatively on me. But that's mostly it so far. I would just say shout out to my team, those my boys. I love them. You know, we're gonna keep fighting to the end. So my family, they crazy. I love them. You know, shout out to them too. But I just want to thank you for this opportunity, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, KJ, for being on. And you know, good luck to the rest of the season, and hopefully you guys can get back on that winning track Friday. And of course, you know, I'm a believer in Adrian Snow, and I know he's going to be able to get you guys back on that winning road. But I'll let you go, man. Like I said, thank you for being on the show. I hope that, you know, people that are listening, and by the way, if some odd reason that they didn't catch this interview live, they just click that same link and it's going to be archived. So it'll always be up there for anybody that wants to listen to it. If you want to shoot it to your cousin that lives in California or whatever, it's going to be up there if they couldn't listen to it. But once again, I'll tell you, man, thanks for being on the show. I hope people learned a lot about you that they didn't know, and hopefully they'll follow you and continue to root for you in the future as you make this venture in the rest of the season into next year and wanting to play in college.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm just trying to represent my city well. Like I said, once again, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I hope we can talk again soon. And, you're right. Coach Snow, he's going to get us back on the track. You know, he's crazy. But, you know, he loves football players and he loves winning. So he's going to do his best to get us back in those two positions.
I understand. I appreciate you, KJ, man. Thanks for being on.
All right, no problem.
Guys, that was KJ Henry, the defensive end, tight end for the West Forsyth football team. I met this guy, I see this guy all the time. I do a lot for my friend Maurice Atwood. He's the head wrestling coach at West. So I try to do a little bit and, you know, kind of do like a website and a Twitter and stuff. So, you know, when I'm doing my media duties, man, I tend to run into KJ a lot. He doesn't say much. Matter of fact, you would literally start a conversation with him. He's not, he doesn't say a lot. You know, he seems to be a very, very reserved guy. But boy, when he gets on that football field, man, he's a force to be reckoned with. And he plays the game with all of his heart and all of his being. He puts every single thing that he has into every play. And he has something that you don't see in high school athletes these days. Is you don't have to tell him to go out there and play hard. You know, I think more and more I hear these coaches tell these kids to go out and play hard, to go out and wrestle hard. Nobody's ever had to tell me that, because it was just something I automatically did. And that's how it is with KJ. It's just something he automatically does. You know, telling a kid to play hard, it's just, you got to tell a kid to play hard. You shouldn't have him on your team. That's a waste of words right there. You just shouldn't have to tell a kid to play hard. You should tell him to go out there and just play football, or go out there and wrestle, or go out there and play basketball. He should already know to play hard. I mean, why else is he going to be out there? So, again, I had Chris Reynolds, the quarterback for the Davie High School War Eagles, on, and I had this last guy was KJ Henry. So they'll both be playing Friday. I want to say that West Forsyth probably plays, I'm thinking it's Mount Tabor next. And I think on Davie, I think their schedule, well, who are they scheduled to play? See if I can't get it looked up right fast. Okay. Looks like that. West Forsyth's going to be playing Mount Tabor. I think it's going to be at Mount Tabor, and West Forsyth's going to be playing the Knights of North Davidson High School, and that game's going to be at North Davidson in Lexington, North Carolina. I want to say technically that's Welcome, North Carolina, but it's all good. It's, you know, if you're in a Winston area, ain't nothing but about a good 10-minute ride down 52 and getting off on a Welcome as it can make and making a right, and it's probably about 2 or 3 miles up past the sheet. So, you know, if you're around and you want to go watch some good football, that's going to be the game. North Davidson and Davie County and Mount Tabor and West Forsyth. Once again, guys, this has been an episode of Access Radio Live. Thanks for joining in. And I'll be letting you guys know when the next episode is going to be out, so you can follow us on the Twitter at Access Radio Live. Also, like the Facebook page, Access Radio Live. So if you want to follow us, once again, just follow us on the Twitter, and I'll be tweeting when the next shows are going to be. And thanks for tuning in to this episode of Access Radio Live. This is Ryan Hayes, and everyone have a good night.